I'm Henry Lin, and welcome to Better World. Better World is an exploration of badass people doing really cool things. The more we know about this world, the better we can do in changing it. So welcome. And today with us, we've got a hot mom. No big deal. Everybody calm down, especially me. I'm alone in the studio on a dark New York day with her. Mostly because Barnett and Maddie and Andres were unavailable, but also because everybody thought I could learn a lot from chilling with the better mom. Motherhood is one of the largest consumers of CPG products in the world. That is a fact that I'm potentially making up, but I'm a deep believer of. And as a result, we at Better World are starting to focus on those moms who are out there trying to change the world, being eco-activists while raising kids and having a career. You guys kick ass. So, Better Mom Robin, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
I hear that you had a bitching fashion show last night.
I did. So I co-produced a fashion show with Zero Waste Daniel at Arcadia Earth.
Sick.
And it was amazing. Arcadia Earth, first of all, is an amazing space that everybody in New York City should see. It's very powerful.
And I think we also had them on the pod. I think it was episode 22.
Awesome. Of course you did. It's just, I love that space so much. So Zero Waste Daniel is also amazing. He upcycles fabric that would otherwise be thrown away and turns it into new garments. And so we had a show there where it was an immersive fashion experience where guests went from room to room, seeing different models, having scenes where fashion was dead. And so it was sort of this weird, dark joke of like, who killed fashion? Going from room to room, one room had a seance in it. I also wrote and performed an infomercial for a trash zombie apocalypse survival kit.
Sick.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun. So it was an incredible experience.
So mom, actress, eco-activist, there's a lot of slashes here.
Yes, I wear many hats. Mm. And thank you so much for the compliments on my beauty, but I definitely want your listeners to know that I have so much more to offer than just how I
look.
Let
them know.
Yeah.
You are one of the role models.
Thank you. Yes, I am so proud to be with role models.
Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Episode 32, people. Yeah. So Role Models was started by Anne Therese and Val, and they wanted to start an ethical modeling agency. So I had seen Anne Therese on Instagram over a year ago, and I started following her, and I was very inspired by her. And I realized that she had this. She's awesome. I adore her. She started an ethical modeling agency, and finally I signed.
Converting models into eco-activists and having you guys only do campaigns which are sustainable, correct?
Well, it's not, I wouldn't say that it's an exclusive thing of only doing things that are sustainable, because the market isn't, you're not one or the other. It's not black and white.
Right.
Right. So
market's
it's like,
fluid.
If you're sustainable, are you 100% sustainable?
Right.
Probably not. We're all on a path. And that's something that I realized recently is that I'm on a journey. I'm by no means an expert, but I've realized that we're all on a path. And once you kind of realize that you're on a path to becoming more sustainable, or you decide to be on a path to become more sustainable, every little piece is a step forward.
Every piece.
Yeah.
Matters.
So what she does with Role Models is help amplify their message.
Right.
And she does connect models with clients who are looking for models who are also activists or advocates for various causes. So that is true. It's just not that, like, it might be a brand that does one, you know, collection that is more eco-friendly, and they're looking for that. And, you know, hopefully it's not greenwashing.
But you guys have gotten into this eco-activism space wholeheartedly.
Yes,
and
yes.
Her husband's a hunk, if we're going to throw that in there.
Arthur is awesome. I saw them the other night, and I just, they're such an amazing couple.
Before I derail this any further, Better Mom is an idea that was proposed to me by her and you coming on the piggyback of a Better Man episode that we did with Philip, where we discussed some of the basic things that each and every man can do, which Maddie noted was very sexy. Definite incentive to make the world better. And so some of the things that we talked about were realigning your perspective, having compassion first, but then we got into the nitty gritty of the fact that this guy makes his own products. You know, he also uses vegan leather. So rather than, you know, some of the animal alternatives. And he highlighted for us that there's always a net good alternative to a net bad thing that you're doing.
Yes.
Like 99.9% of the time.
Yes.
So I wanted to have you on. I was very, very excited for this because
Thank you.
It's representing to some extent the flip side of the coin of what the moms, who are some of the largest purchasing power in the nation, in the world, can do to be better, and what some of the practices are that you've integrated. And I'm hoping to promise our listeners that there will be some forthcoming written content on the matter. Whether or not I have to beat you or Aunt Teresa up for it remains to be seen.
I'm super open to talking more about that later.
Sick.
But yeah, so
it's going to happen, people.
So as a family, we contribute so much to the world. We're contributing a child, which is going to grow up and be an adult and make decisions. But we also, every step of the way, usually contribute a lot of waste.
Right.
So families have the ability to really change that if they become more mindful and sustainable as a family. Often that is the mom, and I'm so grateful to be here representing moms. But I do also want to note that this is also a dad's issue, and that as families, you make the decisions together. So as a mom, and I am the person who does the grocery shopping and things, so that is, you know, right, sort of more typical, you can make choices that are so much better for the planet, and you vote with your dollars. So it could be, you know,
God, we're really killing that theme. Just be
vote with your
horse.
Dollars.
Oh yeah.
But you know what? I think people really need to get that, because
keep preaching. We've got the platform. We gave you the mic. Let's go.
Well, okay. Just as someone who is newer to that concept.
Yep.
So one of the things I want to let you know is I only really became an activist this past summer.
Wait, what? Rewind.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So
got a newbie.
I'm totally new to this. That's okay. Why I really want to amplify that I'm on a path and we're all on paths. So
like hop aboard, let's go.
Okay. So let's just back up for one sec. Mm-hmm. So for years, I've been modeling for 15 years, and I always felt like I was contributing negatively to the world.
She's not
on
a day over
level.
25, people.
I'm sorry?
She's not a day over 25.
I am in my 30s.
Let them know.
Yeah, of course. So
you literally don't look a day over 25. And you're a mom. How many kids do you have?
I have one son. I have a 2.5-year-old, Caden. He is amazing and willful, and I know he has...
willful.
He is so
that's the
determined.
Word.
Yeah. Oh yes, spirited. Yeah. Is the diplomatic way.
Yeah, no. Back in
say,
you know, like our generation, my dad just definitely called me an asshole for a good 5 years of my life.
Things have changed a little bit. So throughout my modeling career, I felt very conflicted. I loved my job. I loved the people that I worked with. It was a great experience for me, but I was contributing to constant consumption, and I felt really lost. And fast forward, I meet Justin, we have a great relationship, we have a child. Now I feel even more of this urgency to do something, because what is the planet going to look like for my son?
Right.
And I would lie awake at night for the first 6 months of Caden's life. I was just miserable at night, because it just, all of those fears crept up and I felt overwhelmed and I didn't know where to start. This past summer, I started joining activist groups. And through that, I became empowered to really use whatever platform I have to wear my values, to speak my values. So since starting to join activist groups, one of them is the model activist group, the Model Mafia.
Shout out.
Yep, they're awesome. I signed with Role Models. Aunt Therese has been a huge supporter of just helping me to feel confident and to keep going. But since starting to be involved in activism this past summer, I organized a strike in front of New York Fashion Week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we got a lot of people involved. I was not alone. Sarah Bledsoe is a friend of mine and another model, and she was amazing. And Brana also came up with the idea and was there. So that was awesome to work with them and to make that happen. I helped to organize a bunch of events to include more people and models in the climate strikes. And I've also, this week has been amazing for me, because I did an event as an ambassador for a sustainable brand started by Marcy Zaroff called Yes And. That was on Tuesday.
Right.
Yesterday, I did the fashion show. So I was co-producing and also performing in it. And today, my agency, which is a conventional agency, it's Elite New York, they booked me on a job for one of my regular clients who I love, which is Rent the Runway, which happens to be a sustainable model.
Oh, they're crushing it.
I love it. And now I'm here with you. And this for me is
the woman that I'm in love with and obsessed with lives for Rent the Runway.
Oh, yeah.
I have to take her to a 4-star restaurant, 5-star restaurant, Michelin, just so she can wear a Rent the Runway dress.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, well, we have this desire to constantly have new things.
Right.
And I think that's an innate human thing. But we
satiated by the shared economy.
Well, we need to find ways to honor that still protect the planet.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's possible. So one of the things that you can do is to buy used.
Rent the runway. Reuse.
Yep.
But definitely resale is important. Check out the Vintage Twin, one of our favorites.
Awesome.
Also check out Good Fair.
Yes.
We're bigger fans of the Vintage Twin these days because we're a little bit hoity-toity in our fashion. But ThredUp is also a great one too.
Yep. ThredUp is great. Poshmark. There's so many different
ironically,
platforms.
We have to take a commercial break even though we just did one, people. But this episode of Better World is brought to you by our favorite charity, Fuck Cancer. Let's Fuck Cancer. Let'sFCancer.com is the website. Fuck Cancer is giving a tremendous amount of money to the prevention and early detection of cancer. Go check them out. Let'sFCancer.com. And we are back.
And we're back.
We're back.
Is that
we didn't
easy?
Go that long. That easy, that hard, that challenging. U.S. moms control 85% of household purchases. U.S. moms' spending power is 2.4 trillion, not 24 billion. 2.4 trillion. Is that even a number? Jesus.
Wow.
Pretty sure if moms all got together, they could cure the federal deficit at that point. Jesus.
Yeah.
Moms spend annually over $25,000 per toddler and $13,000 per child. Moms are the spenders. Voting with the dollar is important. Welcome back, Better Mom Robin. Tell us a little bit about some of the products that you have now discovered in this journey that you've just started.
Yes, thank you. So for me, it started in the kitchen. So it started with buying organic food.
Right.
And that started my interest. But
But do you guys also focus on, in your household, regenerative farming, some of the companies that have better farming practices, agroforestry products, things like that?
So I am learning more about it and I'm still looking, I'm wanting to know more about that actually.
Check out our soil series.
I know. I was so sad that I wasn't there at the event that you guys did. I'm constantly trying to learn more about like, is local better than organic? If you have to pick one and how do these things work and contribute? So
local is generally better, organic or no, if it is grown responsibly and without pesticides. Organic has a whole series of criteria, but local, there's a couple of reasons. One, we've been encouraging people to do activities that reduce carbon in terms of shipping and transportation, as it is one of the largest contributors.
Yes.
So if you get it locally, it is fresher, goes less far, less refrigeration, less.
Yes, right? Totally.
So generally we say skew local.
Yes.
That being said, we at Better World are attempting to influence market dynamics globally that relate to the Amazon rainforest. We would like to help train farmers away from cows and soy. You know, they're clear cutting the rainforest. Yep. They burn things down, all for the cow and the soy, which leaves the ground nutrient deficient after about 5 to 10 years. So things like superfoods, which you can't get locally, or things like really, really great coffee. Great coffee just isn't grown in Jersey, to my knowledge. you have to import. And we advocate going direct to the source and supporting farmers who grow these things inside of the existing rainforest, inside the jungle, agroforestry.
Wow.
We think it's very sexy.
That's very cool.
It's very cool. So local products, except for that, if you got to do your superfoods and your coffees and everything else, support regenerative agriculture.
Amazing. Thank you. Just to touch on, again, what we were saying before about like things that parents can do and like what I do in my home, every single time you buy something, it's an opportunity to upgrade.
Right.
So when you buy a new soap, when you buy a new sponge, every single thing that we come in contact with can be upgraded. And so really, as a family, you can start anywhere.
Right.
So you can start with your beauty products. You can start in the kitchen. You can do, you know, a mass thing. But really,
Check out Full Circle and Package Free Shop.
Yes. I would think, and you know, I'm totally open to your opinion on this too, but to use up what you have, don't like wipe everything clean and throw out a bunch of stuff that's half used.
Yes.
Use everything. And then, you know, clean it and recycle it. And hopefully it can be, you know, maybe sent to TerraCycle.
And then
get something better.
Yes.
Yeah. So for me, that's what it was. It was just one little piece at a time. And now I look around my home and I have so many things that are so much better for the planet.
Right.
So, you know, brushes that are made out of bamboo.
Right.
And I did the Zero Waste Store.
Yes.
Is something I checked out
yep.
recently. So I have a bar of soap for dishes instead of the squeeze kind. So all of those little things are an opportunity for an upgrade.
There's a bunch of great Zero Waste stores.
Yes.
Particularly in New York and LA, but Package Free Shop is one of our favorites.
Yes.
And we also highly recommend Grove Collaboration and Full Circles. We've had all of those guys on the pod, and we know their products. We've used them. We back them, support them, love them.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lauren Singer. You're a unicorn. We also have been fortunate enough to look at a number of different cleaning products. And so one of the solutions we should highlight here on Better Mom, which is fastly becoming a recap of a lot of the research that we've done, is that the cleaning product is carbon negative in part due to the transportation of the product, because it's just so heavy. It's a lot to ship around all that liquid when you could ship around a pill instead and get the water at the end point. So cleaning products, and those are things like Blue Land and Branch Basics, we recommend looking into and swapping out. But
yes,
the message,
I have some Blue Land.
Love the Blue Land, right?
They're great.
Those guys are great.
Then the pack, it's also beautiful. Like, it looks nice in
looks
your home,
right.
Which is, I think they did a great job with that.
So the overall message that we have in this segment of Better Mom is that you have the option to upgrade. You have the ability to choose something that is net good and is probably a better product. It's not only
yes.
better for the planet, it's also a better product. It's sexy like Blue Land.
I also want to touch on clothing, because kids grow out of clothes so fast.
Okay.
And we're constantly buying new clothes for them. And when Caden was really young, I went to H&M, barf, and would get him a whole bunch of new stuff because it was really cheap and affordable, and I knew he wasn't going to be in it for long. And I realized, you know, as I became involved in the sustainability world, how bad it is for our planet to do that. And
literally,
that,
we're talking like recovering alcoholics at this point, but yes.
but there are so many great, you know, like we touched on the thrift shops and stuff, but I'm also a remake ambassador, and the fashion industry creates more waste than the shipping industry. And I think it's the airplanes and shipping combined.
It's
worldwide.
One of the largest contributors to methane gas as a result, because of the decomposition of all of this waste.
Yes.
It is contributing to global warming in almost every aspect of the supply chain.
Yes.
It's horrible.
So as the mom picking out clothes for your child, they're also wearing a lot of synthetic fibers a lot of the
yes.
time and things like that. So to start to become more educated on how you can buy natural fibers and also buying used, and how that can be better for the health of your family as well as the planet.
That is an incredibly important topic, and there's so much of it to dissect, you know, from the microfibers and microplastics that shed off of some of this clothing, from the fact that you're supporting poor labor practices when you purchase from fast fashion. There's 20 different reasons to go a better way. What are some of your more sustainable brands? You mentioned two of them as a result of your Arcadia Earth fashion show, but perhaps we can highlight some of your favorites.
Sure. In terms of brands that I like for myself, I like Amor Vert a lot. They are doing a great job, I think. I'm wearing a Trouble Muffin t-shirt, which is an organic cotton shirt. To be honest with you, I tend to buy a lot of used clothing. So I kind of go that route more than the sustainable. But obviously, Yes And is an amazing brand. Mm. And I love the messages that Marcy has put on her shirts. I have a shirt that says, in large letters, it says, it's real. And underneath it says, climate change. And it's very straightforward. But she's really getting the message across.
Tight.
Yeah. There's so many, like, I know Adidas did a collaboration with Parley.
Yep.
And so, because I needed new sneakers and I didn't know where to get shoes.
Right.
And I would go to the used stores and then nothing was in my size.
Yep.
And finally I found something that would work, but it is
also
worth
the weight.
Well, there
are shoes that are made
with
bamboo and the other
yes.
biopolymers and materials that aren't recycled plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wary nowadays with the recycled plastic products more so than I've been previously, because things like shoes are literally on the ground beating off and degrading directly
yeah,
into the gutter,
true.
Into the water stream.
That's so true.
It's very, very, very important that we think about the use of our products and whether or not a solution is a good, truly sustainable solution long term. Like, look, 10, 15 years ago, recycling was the thing. Even longer than that, you know, 20 years ago, geez, I'm old. and I was one of the proponents. I started the recycling program in the New York City Board of Education, actually.
Wow.
It was
that's amazing.
I was in high school at the time. It was a good time.
Good job.
Everybody
doing
was like,
that.
Who is
that's
this kid
really
and what
helpful.
Is recycling? It was the late 90s. The city streets were filled with drugs and lawlessness. It was a great time. But nobody knew what it was. Now we understand that recycling is a horrible Band-Aid. It is, you know, just trying to plug the dam with the finger.
It's not the solution.
It's not the solution.
It's good to do, but it's not the solution.
It's not the solution.
Yeah.
So, you know, thinking about what your purchases are and whether or not these are really sustainable solutions, of course, I think is important. So we're going to take a commercial break, but when we come back, I'd really like to recap some of the points of your journey that have made you better mom and encourage the user to do the same. Our great listener. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And yeah. With that, we are going to give our shout out to smileradio.fm. We are here at 24th and Lexington. You can always hear our ambient background music and street noise. Keeps us tough and hip, people. New York. Come visit us anytime you want. We are inside the Freehand Hotel, inside the Smile to Go restaurant. Smileradio.fm on the Instagram. Check out a number of the other shows that we do. And tune in to Better World, because we are going to keep rocking out of this studio until they burn the place to the ground. God, I love these guys. SmileRadio.fm. And we are back talking with Better Mom Robin about what it takes to be a better mom and how she arrived at this place, helping to protect her kids and create a more sustainable future. So Robin, let's take it from the top and make ourselves a nice little list, because we've hit up on some really important points. And I would like to recap some of the parts of your journey that have been most impactful to help you create change.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that it starts with deciding that you have power, that you matter, and that your choices matter. And that happened in the summer for me. And that's when I actively searched for groups to become involved with,
right,
and other people to help me on this path, because I didn't know where to start. So Instagram, social media, there's so many ways that you can, you know, research different platforms that will inspire you and get you involved in groups that will be supportive on right. your journey. So giving a fuck really helps. That's a
giving
good place
a fuck
to,
helps.
That's a good place to start. Once you decide that you're going to do something, you can start anywhere. If you feel overwhelmed, start with something small, start with something easy, celebrate the wins. If something doesn't work for you, just keep trying, keep going. So there's lots of habits that you can incorporate. It doesn't have to always be necessarily buying something sustainable. It can be actively being sustainable in rewearing your clothes a lot.
Mm.
You know, it can be being really mindful of how you shop, only buying what you need and using everything and not letting stuff go to waste, not throwing away food. It can be incorporating more vegan meals into your diet.
Mm.
So there's a lot of, I mean, every single activity that we do has the possibility to be more sustainable. And
not just every single purchase, but every single activity.
Yeah, I think so. Well, okay, maybe
strong
not every.
Message.
I don't know about playing like soccer. Is there a more sustainable way to play?
No, sex can be more sustainable, people. We had sustain on, we know.
If you are having sex, you're naked and you're not even playing into the fashion
literally.
Industry at that point. So
that's your best carbon footprint, naked.
Yeah, definitely. So as a family, you also are modeling to your child what's acceptable and what's not. So as you make those changes, you're showing your family what you stand for.
You have given us a tremendous amount to think about. And I would also point out that when raising a kid, you have zero sleep, little time.
Yes.
A lot of frustration.
Super overwhelmed.
And you don't use the word asshole as much as you use the word willful. But despite all that, you've made this a real priority. My point being that if you, who has so very little left to give, can do this for yourself, for your kids, for your planet, then we all can.
Yeah, definitely. I think parents might feel quite beat down and depleted. And to recognize that you have power is really nice. You give yourself permission to know that you matter and that your choices matter and that the things that you do are important in this world. It's really empowering.
Right.
So I think that when parents start to realize that they are important and they matter and that it can be the littlest things that you start with, but just keep going. It's right. really important and it's an amazing journey.
So we haven't negotiated this yet, but we're doing it live right now. Here, okay. people. Robin is going to produce some killer content on her journey, probably for her own platform and her own blog, but it will likely be syndicated with us at Better World. So please check back in online as we do not have a website to give you. But Robin, what's your Instagram handle?
Pardon me?
What's your Instagram handle?
Oh, my Instagram is Robin X Shaw. So it's RobinXShaw.
Sick.
Thank
Check
you.
Her out and follow along the journey. And I'd like to encourage everyone to think about next time they go to the grocery store, next time they're online shopping, all of the different products that you could buy sustainably. And if you don't know, come check us out. We have a marketplace on Better World that will help you understand where and what you can purchase and how.
Yeah, it's dope.
We've started covering, you know, like almost everything. We're spanning the purchase spectrum. But it is an absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I would like to give a shout out to Maddie, my favorite co-host, who, if she were here, would be ridiculing me, but slightly also proud for only making two hot mom jokes. We got out of here mostly unscathed, Maddie, mostly. But thank you again, and thank you for being such an inspiration to moms everywhere.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure to be on the show today.
Robin, the Better Mom, people, check her out on her gram. I'm Henry Lynn, and this has been another really fun episode of Better World. Please come check us out. Listen again for some tips on what you can do to make the world better.